Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Wednesday evening, March 4th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Andrix extends contract of CEO Joachim Schonbeck until 2032. Andrix Group has extended the contract of President and CEO Dr. Joachim Schonbeck until 2032. Dr. Schonbeck, who joined the executive board in 2014 and became CEO in 2022, has been instrumental in strengthening the company's strategic positioning and driving innovation. The supervisory board expressed full confidence in his leadership, emphasizing continuity and stability for Andrix, its customers, employees, and shareholders. Patricia FY 2025 financial results, strong EBITDA growth, and increase in dividend per share. Patricia reported strong financial results for FY 2025, with EBITDA reaching Euro 63 meters, a 35.4% increase from 2024. Management fees of 233.4 meters exceeded operating expenses, showcasing improved financial independence. Proposed dividend per share is Euro impacted by product independence, metrics for even the mainstream value. CEO Asako Vorman highlighted the company's streamlined processes and enhanced efficiency, positioning them for profitable growth in 2026.
Thailand Rise Fund positions Thai research for global innovation impact. Thailand has launched the Thailand Rise Fund, a new national research funding initiative aimed at translating academic research into real-world economic and social impact. The initiative was highlighted at the Thailand Rise Fund Forum, emphasizing the importance of moving research beyond the laboratory to deliver measurable benefits. The Thailand Rise Fund operates under a strategic framework focusing on research, innovation, science excellence, and ecosystem partnerships to support a comprehensive innovation economy.
42nd Hong Kong International Jewelry Show opens showcasing global designs and trends. The 42nd Hong Kong International Jewelry Show, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, opens today at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center. Running until 8 March, the show features 4,000 exhibitors from over 40 countries, forming the world's largest jewelry marketplace. With new pavilions, expanded zones, and international brands, the event aims to showcase global designs and trends in the industry.
Sarsen Funds research identifies top industries under pressure to adopt private AI and the blockchain. Companies building the solution. Sarsen Funds research reveals top industries investing in private AI and leading blockchain companies in decentralized AI infrastructure. The global private AI market is set to reach $11.10 billion in 2025, growing to $113.70 billion by 2034, with 58% staying on premises. Companies like Aether, Zerograms, Venice AI, and Manifest Network are enabling enterprises to run private AI securely on-premises with cloud flexibility and lower costs.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Sveo Corporation 2025 Q4. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Sveo Corporation, reporting revenue and AGE EBITDA slightly below estimates. The company saw strong performance in Australia and cost-cutting benefits in Canada. Operating cash flow was $19,300,000, with net debt at $168,400,000. Management projects stable to improving fundamentals for FY26, with a focus on capital returns. For more information, visit Stonegate's website. REM Sleep Holdings announces passing of founder Thomas Wood and appointment of Jeffrey Marshall as Chief Executive Officer. REM Sleep Holdings, Inc. announces the passing of founder Thomas Wood and the appointment of Jeffrey Marshall as Chief Executive Officer. Anita Wood has been elected Chairman of the Board, positioning the company for continued growth and commercialization. Under Wood's leadership, Areem Sleep achieved significant regulatory and commercial milestones, including FDA clearance and Medicare reimbursement approval for the DeltaWave nasal pillow system.
HeartBeam Beat announces commercial partnership with Clear Cardio. HeartBeam has announced a commercial partnership with Clear Cardio, a preventive cardiology practice, marking Clear Cardio as HeartBeam's first commercial customer. This collaboration will integrate HeartBeam's 12-lead ECG technology into Clear Cardio's cardiac prevention program for arrhythmia assessment. The agreement, structured as a letter of intent, outlines subscription-based commercial terms and a collaborative deployment plan to support HeartBeam's growth strategy in concierge care and preventive cardiology networks. HeartBeam BATOAE upgraded to buy as new, Joseph Gunnar report raises price target. HeartBeam has been upgraded to buy by Joseph Gunnar & Co. in a new research note, raising its 12-month price target to $4 from $1. The upgrade reflects regulatory progress and the company's shift towards commercialization. HeartBeam, a medical tech company, will soon introduce its FDA-cleared, cable-free, synthesized 12-lead ECG system for arrhythmia assessment, showing growing confidence in its commercial launch strategy and long-term potential. Innosurf provides update of flagship data center, advancing strategy to become Canada's leading sovereign SMB digital infrastructure partner. Immaserve Communications Corporation provides an update on its flagship data center in Vancouver, marking a significant milestone in its strategy to become Canada's leading sovereign SMB digital infrastructure partner. Construction of Phase 1 is on schedule and expected to be operational by September 2026. BC Hydro has committed to upgrade the facility's distribution infrastructure to provide up to 3 MHz of utility power by 2028 for Phase 2 expansion, supporting high-availability cloud services for Canadian businesses.
This Catalyst Crew Technologies announces strategic transition to AI-enabled healthcare and planned name change to LataMed AI Corp. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. announced a strategic transition to AI-enabled healthcare, planning to change its name to LataMed AI Corp. The company aims to focus on developing AI-driven healthcare software platforms, telehealth, data analytics, and more. The name change is pending approval, and the company will issue a press release once it's confirmed. Stay tuned for updates on this evolving development.
Welcome to the news episode. I'm Fan Fowl. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.